Great to have you with us on Film Week. I'm Larry Mantle, Wade Major, Christy Lemire, our critics with us this week. One of my very favorite dramatic performances by a largely comedic actor was Cloris Leachman in The Last Picture Show. Just a tremendous performance. In fact, it won her the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. What's your example of the best performance by an actor who's known for comedic performances but does a dramatic role and knocks it out of the park? If you're listening to the Friday Live Film Week, you can join us on the phone at 866-893-KPECC. That's 866-893-5722. You can also tell us what you think's the best example of a comedic actor doing a dramatic role on our Film Week page, kpecc.org. Once again, love to hear your thoughts about your favorite examples of an actor known largely for comedic roles doing a straight dramatic role. Reason we're taking this on is because of Awkwafina's critically acclaimed performance in The Farewell, a film that led off our reviews on Film Week this week. Chris, do you have prime examples of a comedic actor in a dramatic role?
I have so many, and it feels like it's a rite of passage for a lot of folks and a must-do kind of thing that a lot of comedians always secretly want to do, because comedy is so hard and it doesn't get the credit for being as hard as it is. But when you do a dramatic role, all of a sudden those chops are, you know, more readily on display and, oh, this person can really act, of course. And so I think a lot of comedic actors want the opportunity to flex in that way. And so, you know, some of like Adam Sandler, for example, not a big fan of his comedies, but the best stuff he's done is like Punch Drunk Love or Spanglish. I think of Jim Carrey now mostly as a dramatic actor. He hasn't really done that many comedies recently. He's so great in Man on the Moon or The Truman Show or Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. A lot of Saturday Night Live people, of course, have done this. Bill Murray, Bill Hader is, you know, so incredibly versatile, but I loved him in The Skeleton Twins with Kristen Wiig, also primarily a comedian, and he's so great on Barry. And then just this past year, we have Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me? She's so lovely and understated in that. And I guess it all just goes back to the notion of, you know, the sad clown, that like that mm-hmm. dark side is in all of them and dramas allow them to let it out.
Well, and comedy is, of course, considered to be much harder to successfully pull off. So much harder for a dramatic actor to cross over into comedy than perhaps vice versa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk with Jonathan in Hollywood. Jonathan, you have a couple of examples of success in this.
Yeah. Hi, Larry. The two that came to my mind were Jerry Lewis in King of Comedy.
Yes.
And Andy Griffith in Kazan's A Face in the Crowd. It's one of the all-time great film performances, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. Andy Griffith in A Face in the Crowd, just a dynamic performance coming off him being a Broadway actor. And, of course, Jerry Lewis in King of Comedy.
Jerry Lewis in King of Comedy is so extraordinary. And I would say, when Christy mentioned the sad clown, you know, Chaplin in Limelight was the one who really broke the barrier for that and said, you can, as a comedic actor, move to the other side. And I think Jerry Lewis takes a page from Limelight, because the reason he's so effective is because we know how funny he can be. And he turns that into something that is both sad and terrifying. He plays off of his own reputation in a terrifying way.
Buster Keaton, of course, in Limelight,
in Limelight
too.
As well, yes.
Same thing. Kevin, in Northridge, you also want to go back quite a few years. What's your example?
I didn't see them when they originally came out, but the example is Jackie Gleason in Requiem for Heavyweight and The Hustler.
The Hustler, yeah. Yes. Yeah, Jackie Gleason, known for his... No, such a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being miles away from Ralph Cramden and, you know, the Jackie Gleason show.
Yeah, no question. Great example. Kevin, thanks so much. 866-893-KPCC. Again, if you're listening to the live Friday broadcast of Film Week, you can call. But if you're listening to the Saturday broadcast, you can put it on our Film Week page, kpecc.org. Damon in South Los Angeles, Will Smith in 6 Degrees of Separation. That's a good example. And John in Sherman Oaks, Steve Martin in The Spanish Prisoner.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got Tim in downtown Los Angeles. Tim?
Yeah, the first one that comes to mind, and it's really overlooked, is Marion Ross in Evening Star, the sequel to Terms of Endearment. She plays the maid of Shirley MacLaine in a role that you just didn't expect that she would be cast in. I mean, for years, we all knew her as the mother of Richie Cunningham in Happy Days.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tim. Marion Ross, Evening Shade, 866-893-KPECC. Max in Sherman Oaks brings up a recent guest with us on Film Week, John C. Reilly. Says hard to peg him in one role or another. He switches back and forth seamlessly between comedy and drama. And there's some actors who are so good, they do that routinely. They just go back and forth.
I mean, my two favorite always are Bill Murray in Lost in Translation and Peter Sellers in Being There, because parts are, they're still funny, but they're poignant, and they play because they are so poignant, and because they can be funny, they can also go deep in those two parts and make you cry.
And Bill Murray is so great in Broken Flowers, too.
Yeah.
He's done several Jim Jarmusch films, which allow him to do a darker side of his comedic persona. Yeah. We should also remember, Jonah Hill is two-time Academy Award nominee, Jonah Hill. He's so great in Moneyball. And I don't know, I guess Wolf of Wall Street is, and it's an everything. It's not a comedy or a drama or a thriller. It's all the above, but his scenes are intense in that.
And could I just put a shout out to Billy Connolly and Her Majesty Mrs. Brown opposite Judy Dench? I mean, Billy Connolly makes me laugh almost more than any other human being on the planet, and that part should have gotten him an Oscar nomination.
All right, we'll hear from more of our Film Week listeners. Your pick for an actor largely known for comedic roles, but who in doing a dramatic performance knocked it out of the park with a great dramatic performance. Again, for those listening live, Friday, 866-893-KPECC. Back in just 1 minute. It's Film Week. Larry Mantle with our critics, Christy Lemire and Wade Major. We're talking about comedic actors, even stand-ups, who in doing a dramatic role where they're maybe cast against type, have a huge performance. Your best example of that, you can put it on the Film Week page, kpecc.org. David writes on the page, Monique in Precious.
Yeah.
Steve Carell in Foxcatcher. Whoopi Goldberg in The Color Purple. And Roberto Benigni in Life is Beautiful. Not a favorite of our critics, but of course Oscar nominated. Despite that, Monique won the Oscar for that performance.
Benigni won the Oscar, too.
And Benigni, that's right, because he climbed all over the scenes.
Yeah.
That's right. Belinda says John Ritter created a very scary character on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. All right. All right, Belinda, one for television.
He was good in Sling Blade, too.
Ken in Canoga Park.
Yes, I think at the top of my list would be Mary Tyler Moore in Ordinary People.
Yeah, that's another Oscar credited role there. Yeah, what did you like so much about her performance?
I was just amazed with how subtle she delivered the performance. Her looks and glances in the non-dialogue moments, I think, were the most impressive thing I've ever seen. And especially from her, because you don't expect that. You expect, you know, she's going to deliver the third line of the, you know, the punchline. And she just, with a look and a glance, you could tell what she was thinking, how she was processing the moment, and the performance was just, I think, amazing.
Ken, I agree with you, and I think, you know, one of the things she showed in her television work, she was extremely good at playing off of the other actors around her, very generous performances, and in Ordinary People, she took that skill and that orientation as an actor and put it into that dramatic performance. Ken, I appreciate you raising that. 866-893-KPCC. Jay in Long Beach says Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, another Oscar winner.
Yeah, Leanne in Mission Viejo. Bill Murray in Lost in Translation. He got robbed at the Oscars, Leanne says. Let's see. Let's talk next. Diana in West Hollywood.
Yes, hi. I was going to say three. I really loved Peter Sellers in Being There. I also thought that Will Ferrell in Stranger Than Fiction was, you know, amazing. And even though there's kind of dramedies. And something, one that popped in my head also was Bernie Mac in Pride. And I also, in reversed like Jason Statham in Spies. Which is
as an action star doing comedy. All right.
Yeah. Usually do comedy.
Yeah, all right, Diana, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Jim in Claremont wants to bring up Jack Lemmon, who he went back and forth between comedic and dramatic roles, but in Save the Tiger and in The Apartment doing what were largely dramatic roles. Save the Tiger was a purely dramatic role, and The Apartment, of course, kind of mixed them together in the film. 866-893-KPEC. Or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Oh, John, in Culver City, you wanted to mention another Jack Lemmon movie.
Yes, I did, Larry. Days of Wine and Roses, also The China Syndrome, and wasn't he in Custer Gavras's Missing?
Yep.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, Jack Lemmon. In fact, I just caught him on TV the other night in a film, Cowboy, which was it with Glenn Ford, which was an interesting role, which is Fish Out of Water, which was largely dramatic. He did a little bit of comedy, but largely dramatic film, Delmer Dave's movie. Thanks very much, John. 866-893-KPCC if you're listening to the Live Friday Film Week.
One quick point is Lucille Ball in Lured from 1947, a Douglas Sirk serial killer movie. But she wasn't.
She's the bait in the film.
She's the bait in the
she?
Film, but she was not known as a comedian. It was the next year that she started her radio show, My Favorite Husband, and then a few years later that evolved into I Love Lucy. So she was a great dramatic actress who then became a great comedian and kind of flipped it around.
Isn't that amazing? How would someone know that someone like Lucille Ball would have inside her the comedic genius?
And she started as a dancer. She went from a dancer to being a dramatic actress to being one of the great comic geniuses of all time.
It's all timing, right? That timing is there no matter what genre it is.
All right, let's see. Next is Ian. Ian, I'm not sure where you're calling from, but who's your example?
I'm calling from the road.
All right. Just undesignated road. So who do you want to shout out to?
Jim Carrey. And also Jerry Lewis, because I think that the guys who make the biggest transitions from being wacky, like insane, stagey comics have the biggest impact. And my movie, one of the Jim Carrey movies, is Eternal
Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Yeah. The Charlie Kaufman film.
Yeah, very, very emotional and small, and he's done this in a few roles, and I think he's amazing. And this is a guy that I don't love as a comedian. Same thing with Robin Williams. Like, they're just too big, too wacky. But wow, what was the Robin Williams movie where he was he worked in a photo lab? What was that one?
1 hour photo. He's
yes.
chilling
oh,
in that.
He's great.
That's a great example. I love that
oh,
movie.
Oh, he's so good.
Ian, thanks. I appreciate it. Isaac in Huntington Beach, also a big fan of Jim Carrey in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. But Isaac, you have another performance you want to bring up?
Yeah, I think Adam Sandler in Punch Drunk Love deserves a little love. You know, he did a good job there. He still was Adam Sandler, but he brought, you know, a different aspect of his personality to his film.
All right, Isaac, thanks very much.
Let's not forget about Eddie Murphy's one Oscar nomination for
Dreamgirls. Yeah, that was terrific. Denise in downtown L.A., your pick for comedic actor going dramatic.
Well, what about Sarah Silverman in I Smile Back?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. She got tremendous popular support for her performance in that. Nick in Pacific Palisades, I understand you worked with Jack Lemmon's son, Chris?
Yeah, we did a television series called Open House on Fox. And I used to play golf with Chris on Wednesdays. And I said, God, I'd love to meet your dad. He's my favorite actor. He said, if he ever comes, you must never mention acting to him because he doesn't want to talk about it. Chris could take up his dad so well. Anyway, the next Wednesday I played with him. Lo and behold, there was Jack. And Chris sat me in the buggy with Jack, and I went all the way around with him. I was dying to tell him about his performance in Days of Wine and Roses, where he ripped my guts out. It was the most dramatic and wonderfully sad, brilliant performance. And eventually I said to him, Jack, I'm sorry, I just got to tell you, Days of Wine and Roses is my favorite film of all time. He said,
oh, mine too. And he grabbed me, and it was just great.
Yeah, about an alcoholic couple. Rip Your Heart Out is a great description of it, Nick. Thanks very much. Jeffrey in Beverly Hills wants to bring up Rosalind Russell, a veritable comedian. Rosalind Russell could do dramatic roles in comedic Majority of One, for example, always brought humanity to her roles, never caricatured. That's Jeffrey in Beverly Hills. Mark writes on the page, Alan Arkin, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Of course, he was able to do bridge dramatic and comedic, as was Cary Grant. Lucille raising Notorious as a dramatic role, but Grant, a master talent in both forms. For our Film Week critics, Christy Lemire and Wade Major, I'm Larry Mantle. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your thoughts about actors best known for comedy doing strong dramatic performances. And I hope to see you Saturday night, July 27th, for our next Film Week screening. It's Boogie Nights Theater at Ace Hotel. Tickets at kpcc.org/in-person. Have a great weekend.